Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing today. Going out on the phone to John DePietro, Mayor Pro Tem of Marquette, Michigan. Good evening, John. Did I pronounce your last name right?
Yes, you did. You did very well.
Well, good. I'm off to a good start then. We wanted to get hold of John. Folks may know Marquette has been in the news the last couple of days. It turns out our President, Barack Obama, is coming to Marquette tomorrow.
Yes, he's going to arrive in the city of Marquette Thursday morning, right around 11:30 a.m. And then he'll be heading to the Northern Michigan University's campus.
Well, I understand he's flying into K.I. Sawyer International Airport, and then he has a little bit of a trek. It's actually, you know, about 160 miles or so coming in. It's a good opportunity for him to see a lot of the beauty of the Upper Peninsula, isn't it?
Well, if it was in June or July, but from Lansing all the way to the Upper Peninsula is nothing but snow covered and white at this time.
Well, that's true. It's still beautiful countryside. I've been in that area. It's still a beautiful countryside. You just heard about this visit on Friday, so there's been a lot of work to do in short order, hasn't there?
Well, yes and no, because we had gone through this in 2004 when President Bush came to Marquette, so everybody pretty much that had gone through this in 2004 are still on board, so it's nothing that it's had changed that much.
I love the idea that you're like, yeah, we've done this before, we can do this again.
Yes, you know, the first time it was kind of really a new type atmosphere, but now that we got seasonal people involved, everything's falling into place just like it should be, day after day.
And what is your understanding of why President Obama decided to come to Marquette?
Well, he wanted to recognize Northern Michigan University and the city of Marquette for partnership with Northern Michigan with the high-speed WiMAX wireless network, which actually Northern Michigan is the only university in the country that has a WiMAX 4G network.
Well, that's impressive, no doubt about this. And he apparently, as you said, because of this wireless network, and he wants to try to replicate this in rural areas across the nation. And it certainly, of course, can boost infrastructure and help businesses create jobs in rural areas like Marquette.
Well, it has already proven itself that businesses that have gone to the broadband access have been able to do business outside of the Upper Peninsula, outside of Michigan, outside of the United States into international territories, and it has really boosted the revenues in a lot of the businesses that have moved into the 21st century.
Well, and clearly it would. I mean, it's a real opportunity for Marquette to shine and to be a showcase for the accomplishments in that area, for sure.
It is. But one of the things that President Obama is really impressed with is that he wants to build infrastructure with this kind of technology and putting us and everybody into the 21st century with the broadband is one of his top priorities.
Well, it's certainly a feather in the cap of a city like Marquette and Northern Michigan University to be able to show across the country how it can be done and how it can be done well. In terms of what the city had to do to get ready, what about, I mean, something as simple, you talked about everything covered with snow right now, is making sure the roads were in good shape for the motorcade.
Right. The County Road Commission and City of Marquette Public Works Department has been working 24/7 to remove snow along the certain routes that he'll be taking, and doing their ice control and stuff to keep the motorcade in a safe and healthy transition.
How much snow is on the ground, basically, in the Marquette area right now?
Well, we're right around the 4 feet, between 4 and 5 feet height of snow at this time.
Holy smokes, 4 or 5 feet. That's taller than me.
Well, that's not uncommon for the UP to get that area, that much snow, due to us being surrounded by Lake Superior and some of the other Great Lakes in the lower part.
And what about security? Certainly the president travels with his own security, but for crowds and so forth, have you had to bring in extra or just bring in everybody that you have?
Well, we have all of our sources that have been here in the past, you know, such as your state and county and local levels, and then anything that the Secret Service will want to provide with extra security, they'll provide. But to us at this level, it's going to be just another day where the president comes to the city of Marquette.
I love your attitude about this, John. I really do. I'm enjoying that very much. Now, you need tickets to hear him speak at the Superior Dome. Have they had a lot of tickets for folks that wanted to come?
Well, no, not really, because this is not like a political campaign swing through an area. 2004, President Bush had like around 10,000 at the Superior Dome. Here, President Obama is here to recognize Northern Michigan University and the city of Marquette for its wireless network.
So
he has limited to a meeting with most of students, like grade school, high school, and college students, and then some community leaders.
Well, that's great. Are you going to be attending?
Yes, I had been invited, and I'll be there tomorrow.
Well, very good. So you're going to be there for the speech at 1:30 in the afternoon?
Yes, I will.
Very good. How long have you lived in the Marquette area, John?
Well, all my life, and at this point I'm 65 years old, and I grew up in this area right where the university is, just like two blocks from the campus and one block from the Superior Dome, and where all the events are taking place, so I don't have to worry about looking for a place to park my vehicle.
I like that a lot, and no matter what your politics, it's always a proud time when a city is hosting the President of the United States. So kudos to Marquette for being ready for it and looking forward to a great celebration, I'm sure.
Oh, definitely. Whenever you have the most powerful person in the world come to your city, then you'll be surprised of all the factions that really come together. It doesn't matter what party you are. Everybody wants to be here to welcome him aboard.
Well, very good. It'll be a proud time for Marquette and for you as well as Mayor Pro Tem of Marquette. John, thank you for joining us to kind of get us involved in the excitement of what's going to happen in Marquette tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you so much. John DePietro, who's Mayor Pro Tem of Marquette, on President Obama's visit there tomorrow. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.